populations that have less education, lower income, no insurance, or more at risk to die from the disease.
So what kind of results have you been seeing since this program was implemented?
Our program focused on women in 8 counties in Alabama, particularly around screening for breast cancer and cervical cancer. And we were able to increase the utilization of both mammography and the pap smear significantly.
Can you talk a little bit more about those numbers?
We were able to get 14% more, mostly African-American women, to get mammograms and 11% more to get the pap test for cervical cancer, and reduce the gap between the Caucasian and African-American screening rates by 76% across the 8 counties that we were working in.
Now, along the lines of prevention, what can people do to prevent a higher risk of getting cancer?
Either don't smoke or stop smoking if you do, healthy eating and physical activity, and age-appropriate screening for breast, cervical, and colorectal cancer. In fact, if men and women in the state and nation did those 3 things appropriately, we would reduce the cancer burden by at least 50%.
Now, this program emphasizes prevention, but what about treatment?
Well, we've made advances in treatment without any question, as the mortality rates for cancer go down about 1 to 1.5% per year since 1990. Part of that is attributed to increases in our ability to treat disease after it occurs. But I do want to emphasize still that prevention and early detection is ultimately more important than the treatment.
So finally, looking ahead, what kind of long-term impact will this program have on Alabama's cancer rates?
If we could get all of the men and women of Alabama to get age-appropriate screening for the 3 diseases that we can screen for, breast cancer, cervical cancer, and colorectal cancer, that would reduce the burden of cancer significantly. Also, if we could reduce smoking rates into single digits and get people to exercise and eat healthy, we would reduce the cancer mortality rate in this state by 50%. So all of that is achievable, obviously, but we have to have a will to do it.
Well, Dr. Partridge, thank you for joining us this morning.
Maggie, thank you so much for allowing me to join you.